Metta, or loving-kindness meditation, is a 2,500-year-old practice used by many thousands of people throughout the centuries. The practice involves using repeated phrases and images to cultivate a sense of goodwill and kindness towards ourselves and others. It's important to remember that the phrases used in metta meditation represent intentions of the mind and heart, something that you are perhaps moving towards actually feeling. You may not be there yet. Repeating the phrases can be like planting seeds of intention. In the loving-kindness practice, you begin by offering intentions of forgiveness to yourself and to others. Holding on to anger, resentment, and grief causes suffering to ourselves and to others and prevents healing. Forgiveness is a practice of releasing suffering and inviting healing into our lives. You don't have to do anything special with your emotions during the practice. Just let whatever arises come up and gently pass. Always coming back to the stability and support of your breath, your body, and the ground beneath you. After forgiveness, we move into the principal metta practice by sending goodwill and loving kindness to yourself first. This cultivation of goodwill towards yourself is so important for your well-being and healing, but may not be easy to do at first. It may be difficult to think of yourself as worthy of such kindness. As the poet Hafiz once wrote, "I wish I could show you, when you are lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being." It is useful to practice metta meditation towards yourself for several weeks prior to moving to others in the practice. In traditional practice, we move from ourselves to offering loving kindness, friendliness, and goodwill to loved ones. From here, we expand our circle of loving kindness to include people we might feel neutral about. Once this practice becomes more natural, you can then move on to sending goodwill or kindness to those who have challenged you in your life in some way. And in the last phase of the meditation, you are invited to send loving kindness to all beings in the world. As the practice takes you through offering goodwill and kindness to challenging or difficult people, it may be helpful to send yourself some extra kindness as you consider these people in your life. Offering your intention of kindness towards them does not have to mean you approve of their behavior. Through practice, we begin to realize that holding anger or resentment against others causes suffering for ourselves. And thus, this practice for challenging people is also very much a practice for ourselves. Loving kindness meditation is often practiced at the end of our sitting meditation. It can also be a practice that you use in daily life as you move through your world. If you are stuck in traffic and having a hard time, you could use it as an opportunity to offer goodwill to others who may be equally frustrated, time-constrained, or disappointed. Bringing your meditation into your life is what this practice is all about. May you cultivate loving kindness as best you can for yourself and others, and may you benefit from this practice.